Good morning. Welcome to worship. Is this coming through okay? All right. Special welcome to those visiting today. We're glad you're here. It's a big day today. We have a baptism and recognition of a baptism that's already occurred. That'll be happening later in the service. And in connection with that, Stock family has some goodies, some cake and other things downstairs following the service. Everyone's welcome to enjoy that. So down in the main fellowship hall following the service. This is also Holy Communion Sunday here at Stavanger. And if you are visiting and you are a believer in Jesus Christ and share our confession and belief that Jesus is truly present in the elements of Holy Communion for the forgiveness of sins, we welcome you to join in for the communion service. In your bulletin, there's an insert that says Holy Communion at Stavanger, and invite you to review that. Should answer any questions you have, and if you have questions about it and aren't sure about participating today, you're most welcome to remain in your seat during the communion service, and I'm very happy to visit with you after the service at some point if you're interested in talking about it. We have other announcements. The regular Bible study through Shady Oak is this Wednesday at 7. Contact Pastor Giovanni for more information on that. Church Board, please note that the meeting for this month is on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, not Monday, because of Labor Day holiday. And next Sunday is our Sunday school kickoff Sunday. We go back to our regular fall schedule with Sunday school at 9:30 and worship at 10:30. So please note next week the new worship schedule, and invite you to be a part of that. We have an adult Sunday school class. It's Sunday school for all ages, young and old. So take advantage of those opportunities. Galen Matheson will be leading a study on the book of Romans for the adults. There'll be confirmation for 7th and 8th graders. Pastor Eric is leading, and the younger kids downstairs, there'll be Sunday school classes as well. Are there any other announcements that should be made? If not, let us begin our service with the call to worship from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, you are indeed a great God who loves those you came to save, those whom you made, those who you desire to have with you for all eternity. We thank you for the salvation you have brought us in Jesus Christ. And we pray that his Spirit might reign over this time of worship and each of our hearts. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able to worship the Lord in song. Come, Christians, join and sing. Words are in your bulletin or in the screen before you. Join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise is his gracious choice. Alleluia, Amen. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, Amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, Amen. He is our guide and friend. He'll condescend. His love shall never end. Alleluia, Amen. Praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia, Amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, Amen. On heaven's blissful shore, his goodness we'll adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia, Amen.
Congregation may be seated. Invite forward the baptismal party. Well, let us hear what the scriptures say about the glory of God's creation. In Psalm 8, we read, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. Let us hear also what the scriptures say about our sin and the redemption provided by God in Jesus Christ. Through one person, sin entered the world and was passed on to all people. Because of sin, death came on everyone. Yeah, even you. But there's good news. Therefore, all are under the condemnation of sin and fall short of the glory of God. But God sent another person, his Son Jesus Christ, into the world to die for our sin. Through his death, he atoned for the sin of the whole world, so that those who believe in him are delivered from death, declared righteous, and given eternal life. Let's hear how Jesus invites the little children to come to him. In Luke 18, it says, people were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Therefore, in order that this child, who is by nature sinful from the time of conception, may see the kingdom of God, and into which our Lord Jesus Christ himself has said that none can enter unless born of water and the Spirit, we will now, in the name of our Lord Jesus, receive him through holy baptism into Christ's believing church, that he may have a part in his salvation, as he himself promised when he commanded his disciples to baptize and to teach. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations," including you, Kai, "baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Invite the congregation to rise as you're able, and let us confess the Christian faith into which we are to baptize Kai, as expressed in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Oops, wrong one. There you go. All right. "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."
I'm a cat, and this is Kayla over here. He's by Pilate.
All right. Chris, Maya, will you have this child to be baptized into this Christian faith?
Yes.
Very good. And will you make every effort to provide a Christian home for Kai and surround him with love?
Yes.
And will you give Kai access to the worship and teaching of the church, so that in mature years he may come to a mature commitment to Christ as his Savior?
Yes.
Good. And will you seek God's guidance and strength to live your lives as good examples for your child's spiritual, mental, and physical development?
Yes.
All right. And sponsors, will you pray for Kai, use your influence to guide him in knowing Christ better? And will you seek God's guidance and strength to live your lives as good examples for him? Good. Well, and here we have regular old water. But now we have it together with God's word and his promise, and it becomes something else. Holy baptism. "Hi, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Let us pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. So, I have a few things to present to the congregation. Maybe I'll hand these off to sponsors. A certificate and a gift from the church. And I want to call forward the Larson family. Brendan Larson was baptized. Now, it's been about 3 weeks ago or so. Yeah, at the Larson home. And we want to publicly recognize his baptism as a member of Stavanger Lutheran Church here. And so we have a quilt from the ladies from Stavanger as a gift for each of you. And if they'll let me, I'd like to introduce our newly baptized boys here to the congregation. Yeah. All right. Okay. There we go. Okay, we're gonna turn that off.
I got a load here. Wow. Well, you can welcome the newest members of Stavanger Lutheran Church. Hi, I'm Brendan. Jesus, your Savior, has made it possible for you to be a part of it. And so you got a lot of brothers and sisters here to pray for you and encourage you in your faith. God bless you both. You can have a seat. Please.
That you would like to pray about together. Great. For those you heard Faith's daughters, it's Lori. Had a PET scan for a concern, but it came back good, and so that's great news and an answer to prayer. Thank you, Faith. Any others? Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your care and love for us. In a fallen and broken world where we see sickness, we see destruction, we see unrest, we see division. So many things, Lord, brought in this world by our sin. And yet, Lord, through faith, we also see your redemption, your power, your care, your love, and your answers to our prayers. Lord, we thank you for the good news of the scan that Lori received. We pray, Lord, for continued health for her. And we pray, Lord, for all those who are facing health concerns, whether undiagnosed illness, whether diagnosed and difficulty in treatment. Lord, whatever the situation, we pray for your healing power. We pray for each one, Lord,
struggling to find their hope and strength and ultimate healing in you. We pray, Lord, for those who are in situations of distress. We think of people in the country of Afghanistan who are facing great danger. We pray, Lord, for their safety. We pray, Lord, for those who have suffered loss at the hands of this latest storm in the east. We pray, Lord, for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, who are facing the stress of loss of property. We pray for your comfort and strength, your provision, and your peace. We pray that you would raise up believers around those who are suffering, Lord, to give them help in Jesus' name, Lord. Show us each what we may do for our neighbors near and far, how we may show tangible love in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for Brendan and Kai. We thank you, Lord, that they have received this great gift from you. And we pray, Lord, they would grow to know you and to love you and to serve you and follow you. We pray your blessing on their families, Lord, as they raise them and their siblings to know you. We pray that you would strengthen them and guide them and bless them. We ask all these things and all the unspoken prayers of our hearts in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, too, we pray for the preaching of your word and your blessing upon Pastor Giovanni as he comes to proclaim the good news which you have laid upon his heart from your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Today is September 5th, 2021. Today's message is entitled, Be Opened. It's from our scripture passage, Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. As you are so able, I would ask you to please rise for the reading of the gospel. Jesus heals a deaf and mute man. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. And they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. End of reading. You may be seated. Be opened. Be opened. C.S. Lewis wrote, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. God shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. As we read in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is rousing a deaf world, a broken world, a world full of pain and suffering. We read of a man deaf and mute, and we try to imagine what it is like to suffer in this way. Perhaps we know some who suffer in this way. Perhaps some of you suffer in this way. We imagine all you would miss out on, listening to music, engaging in conversation. This suffering, this pain, it's isolating. It's restrictive. It's painful. But this pain prompts people to bring this man to Jesus. We see Jesus traveling around. He's on mission. He's going through the different regions. He's encountering different people. And we see some people connecting with what Jesus is doing. These people are connecting with Jesus' mission, getting on board with what Jesus is doing, bringing a person to Jesus. Have you ever brought a person to Jesus? We see today bringing people to Jesus. Jesus was willing to heal this man. And he does heal him. He demonstrates his power, his salvation. Bring a person to Jesus and beg Jesus, ask Jesus, intercede, pray. These are things we can all do to join in the mission of Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus is willing to help those who are brought to him. Jesus takes this deaf and mute man. He takes him aside, away from the crowd. And he enters into a one-on-one, into a personal relationship with this deaf and mute man. He is not putting on a show for the crowd. It's not for spectacle. It's not to be liked. It's not for views. In fact, he tells us, don't tell anyone about this. But they can't help but tell. You see, Jesus opens the ears and loosens the tongue. He did it then, and he does it now. Luther has said, many people today are 1,000 times worse off than this deaf and mute man. They have ears. They can hear, but they do not hear God's word. But to those brought to Jesus, Christ says, as he said to the deaf and mute man, Ephphatha, be opened. God has shown no other way by which we might be saved. Whoever hears and believes will be saved. And God also stirs the tongue and causes us to speak. Through faith in Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins. Confession should follow. We must not be mute, but we must speak what we believe. So Jesus entered into a deaf world. The world in its fallen state. The world in its brokenness, of which the prophet spoke. Jeremiah, the prophet, in chapter 5, verse 21, hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Ezekiel 12:2 says, they have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people. Indeed, a rebellious people, and we are born into sin in this fallen state, a rebellious people. The prophet Isaiah says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus enters into a deaf world. And with a deep sigh and with groaning, he speaks a word of gospel. Ephphatha, be opened. The deaf and mute man could not help himself. Jesus puts his fingers into the man's ears. Picture it. Jesus, the Word of God, entering into this deaf man's ears. And in a sense, that's what happens today. That's what happens at church. The Word is put into your ears. And when you bring someone to Jesus, the Word is put into their ears. Now let's look at Jesus being tested. An expert in the law came to Jesus and tested him with this question. Teacher, he says, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and all of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. This expert in